Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, Dennis Price, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy, to say the least. But when it's all play and no work, the Jolly Jacks on our island draft are all right, mate, particularly when they get shore leave in Portsmouth.
Now, come along, gents. Time, please. Come on, time, gents, please.
Noisy barrister. Let's have a song.
Good idea, Ginger. And I'll have a half and half, a half and half and half. I'll have a short, I think.
There's an old mill by the lake. Nelly Cake.
Oh, blimey. Thank heaven we've got an army. Come along, you lucky lad. Storm your face to the perils of the deep. Make toy.
My friend, Abel Seaman Johnson, does not wish to go. And neither do I.
And what's more, we're not going.
Oh, yes, you are.
Hey, go,
you
are.
What are you doing?
Give
over.
Well, I'd had enough anyway.
Oh, come on, let's find Liberty Ball.
No, let's take the lifeboat.
Oh, come on, we'll never get
there. Look what I found. Action station!
What?
It's a mine. A dirty great mine.
You daft nit, it's an old mine they've left outside lifeboat house for people to put pennies in.
Oh, is it? Sort of slot machine,
though. Yeah.
But what does it do when you put your penny in? Blow up.
Oh, come away from it. It's just been repainted and you're getting a right muck.
You mean it's empty?
I expect so.
Oh, me foot. That mine's blooming dangerous. I'm going to move it.
Don't be daft. Leave it alone.
Oh, come on. Give over.
Blimey.
Oh, dear.
Now you've done it, it's in sea.
Well, if the paint wasn't wet before, it is now, isn't it?
Come on, let's get back to Ireland before anybody catches us.
Right, then. There's an old mill by the lock. Nelly.
Good morning, Heather. I say, you're looking marvellous this morning.
No, meaning I look like Boris Karloff every other morning.
Oh, no, you're shorter than he is.
Oh, it's a shame. I know what you meant, Leslie, and it was very sweet of you.
Oh, what was?
I was saying I look like Mr. Karloff. Now you've got me confused.
Have I really? I'm jolly good. Oh, bother, number one's buzzing.
Well, I thought he might. I've just taken a signal from Portsmouth.
Oh, law, well, it's a nice morning while it lasted.
You mean I look like Boris Karloff again?
Yes. No. Coming. Come in. You buzzed, Boris? I mean, you buzzed, sir?
Yes, Mr. Phillips, I buzzed. I trust the noise didn't disturb you.
Oh, I don't take notice of that, sir. I just shut my ears with decency. No, sir. I lovely noise. Buzz. Like a concerto, sir.
Really, yes. Well, next time you hear the concerto, kindly remember the old master is waiting.
Quite so. I'll nip in. Pianissimo, sir.
Delighted to hear it. Now, I've had a signal from Commander Povey at Pompey.
What's the thought for the day, sir?
Ominous, Mr. Phillips. He merely states that he's visiting us over a matter of great urgency.
Oh, Lord. What's he found out this time?
That's precisely what's worrying me.
Do you think Chief Petty Officer Pertwee could have been up to something, sir?
Well, I'm absolutely sure he has, but whether that has anything to do with it remains to be seen. Excuse me.
Hello, number one here.
Kitty Gardner, sir.
Well, what is it?
I don't know, sir.
Then you better ring me back when you do.
No, sir. I mean, I don't know what it is, but there's an unidentified object floating in the sea, sir.
Good gracious. Well, what's it look like?
It looks too much like a mine to be healthy, sir.
Oh, dear. It's not heading this way, I trust.
It can't seem to make up its mind, sir. It just keeps bobbing about, you see. Oh, if you like, I'll wait until it gets real close and blow it up with rifle fire, sir.
No, thank you, Goldstein. With your quaint idea of accuracy with a rifle, I feel that if the mine didn't get us, you probably would.
Aye, aye, sir.
Now, leave it to me. I'll deal with it.
Aye, aye, sir, but the tide's coming in.
What do you want me to do? Wave to it?
Goodbye. If I may say so, sir, only hearing this end of that conversation has put years on me.
Ah, but this is providence, Mr. Phillips. I shall order Trout Bridge to put to sea at once, and we'll dispose of this object, whatever it may be.
I'd rather not, if you don't mind, sir. I don't like bangs.
Well, neither do I. But if it is mine and we blow it up, it may well counteract whatever it is that Commander Povey wishes to see us about so urgently.
Oh, I see. What a jolly good idea, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Phillips. My ideas generally are.
Aye, aye, sir. I had noticed, sir.
Good.
If I hadn't, you blooming soon tell me, sir. Yeah. I mean, what next, sir?
Well, I must see CPO Pertwee and ask him if their lordships can borrow their frigate for a bit. Knowing him, he's probably got her running up and down the coast on pleasure trips at 5 bob a head.
Oh, hardly, sir, hardly. Huh? 10 bob a bunce at least, sir.
Oh, my poor little head. If you used your head last night, Johnson, you wouldn't be in this state.
Thank you, Chief. You're a great help.
With an hangover like that, my son, nothing can help you. They just don't make that much health sauce.
What's bothering me is, I know I did something dreadful last night, but I can't remember what it was.
You'll probably hear about it in lurid detail very shortly.
Who from?
Whoever was on the wrong end of whatever it was, whenever you did whatever it was, to what you did to whoever it was.
Come again?
Eh?
Come again?
Not likely. I might do myself a mischief.
You know, I do wish I could remember what I did.
Well, was anyone with you?
Yes, Ginger was.
Well, why don't you ask him?
Ah, well, I would, Chief, but he hasn't come round yet.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you one thing you did last night, Johnson.
What?
Woke me up at 2 o'clock this morning to tell me that you'd fed the arty beast, and would that be all, Chief?
I don't remember feeding no arty beast.
After which you saluted a broom handle, laughed immoderate, and left on all fours.
Well, it would have been all right, but when we got back here, Ginger found a couple of bottles of scotch in his locker, so we decided to have one for the road.
A nip?
No, a bottle.
Stand me. No wonder you've got a shocking head.
Yeah, that last bottle must have gone off.
Gone off, indeed.
Eh?
Why didn't you bring some round to me?
I thought you'd be asleep.
How the blazes could I be asleep when raving nuts come into my cabin telling me they've been feeding arty beasts?
Funny that, I still don't remember doing it. I wonder whose arty beast it was.
Well, it wasn't mine!
Oh, dear, dear.
Now what?
Oh, we must have fed the wrong one, then.
Now, look. I'll feed you right one in a minute, right between the flaming ears.
Hey, who's that knocking?
Well, hang on, I'll have a butcher's. Oh, yeah. I don't think you'll have long to wait now, Johnson. It's number one.
Oh, blimey.
And if anyone knows, whoever it was that was on the wrong end of whatever it was, whenever it was you did, whatever it was, it'll be number one. Come in, sir.
No. Thank you, Chief. Have you got a barrel of beer in here?
Well, in a manner of speaking, and taken into consideration its shape, yes, sir, we have.
I see, yes. Very, very interesting.
Interesting, sir?
Yes, at 2:30 this morning, somebody entered my room on all fours, told me he tied up the camels, and would that be all, sir?
Oh, blimey.
Was that, couldn't possibly have been you, Johnson, could it?
Oh, no, sir, no. No, he was out feeding my arse.
Belt up!
I will see him, Johnson. Would you mind repeating that? If you dare?
Beg pardon, Chief. I meant I would be grateful if you'd maintain a tactful silence about my movements last night, because if you don't, you're quite likely to drop Abel Seaman Johnson in the...
Mount up!
Quite so, Chief, quite so. Now, is Trike Bridge able to put to sea immediately?
Oh, no, not that.
Down, boy, down. Well, sir, she could. Hmm. But on the other hand, sir...
Well,
sir, it seems a pity to bother. Yes, sir. Well, with all due respect, sir, Lieutenant Commander Starnett isn't going to like it, sir. He's been fishing off the Starn since breakfast, sir, and he's got a rush order to deliver, sir.
Rush order?
Yes, sir. The Jubilee fish calf are frying tonight.
What's that got to do with you?
Well, I'm the middle man, sir. He catches them, I flog them, and the calf fries them.
I see. No wonder our store's indents for vinegar are so excessive.
Can we talk about something else, sir? I'm a bit delicate this morning.
Certainly, Johnson, certainly. As I said, even at the risk of spoiling the view or stopping the wheels of commerce, Trike Bridge sails at once. I'll see you aboard, Chief.
Oh, I see.
Splendid. A grand morning, isn't it?
Oh, yes. A lovely day for a trip, sir.
Cool. I think I'm going to be ill.
Oh, no, you're not, Johnson. You haven't got time. Come on.
Blow the man down.
Mr. Phillips.
Sir?
If you're the man, they should have blown you up, not down.
Yeah, cha-cha-cha, sir. I mean, aye, sir. I'll blow up immediately, sir.
Yes. Please do.
I mean, we'll cast off immediately, sir. Cast off, forward.
Cast off, forward, sir. Cast off, forward, sir.
Cha-cha-cha.
Bless you, sir.
All right. I wasn't sneezing. I was merely repeating one of your inane and acidine remarks, Mr. Phillips.
No, help yourself, sir. Any time, if there's any odd pearl of wit that you feel you'd like...
Mr. Phillips?
Sir?
Will you get Trike Bridge underway at once?
Sorry, sir. Rather, sir. Pleasure, sir. Full ahead.
Full ahead, sir!
Stop engines.
Stop engines!
Now, how did I do that?
Simple, Mr. Phillips. You omitted to cast off
aft. Clumsy.
Still, makes a nice change, doesn't it, sir? I mean, usually we knock it for six on the way back.
Oh, no, fair. I missed it once last month.
Good indeed, Mr. Phillips. You hit the pier at Worthing instead, and we all had to come back by bus.
Well, after all, he did pay the fare, sir, didn't he? For
goodness sake, let's get moving.
Aye, sir. Cast off, forward.
Cast off! We can't, sir. We already have. We're still towing the jetty, though.
Oh, well, cast off jetty.
Cast off jetty.
Cast off jetty.
Many brave jetties lie asleep in the deep. Capsule. Well, say something, sir.
Start engines or something.
Well, what
pull,
about...
Pull ahead together.
That's better, sir, yes. Pull ahead together, sir.
Oh, dear. Oh, my head.
When you ruin your head, Johnson, you might ooh mine as well.
You owe your own head, Junior.
I wish I could remember what we did last night.
Funny nobody's complained, innit?
Complained about what?
Well, whatever it was we did, of course. I can't help thinking it was something big. I said, I can't help thinking it...
I heard you, mate, and it was very big. I've just remembered what it was.
What?
Luke, about 300 yards ahead.
Where? Oh, blimey, mine! How did... Ginger?
Well?
How do you get reduced to the ranks when you're already in them?
I don't know, mate. Perhaps we could get a job with lifeboat service. We could offer to bring our own mine with a penny in it.
Mine ahead!
Oh, blimey, there goes Taffy in his big mouth. That's done it.
Yeah, you might have looked the other way.
Most peculiar.
I hit him with every shot, Captain.
Yes, most peculiar. Why doesn't it blow up? After all, mines are supposed to.
Perhaps nobody told it so.
Oh, damn ridiculous. Somebody must have done. I mean, it's learned to swim, so why doesn't it blow?
Try one more shot, Chief.
One more shot, Seb. Oh, yes. Seb.
Dig in. One round. Fire.
Lummy, one bell and all's dead dangerous.
Are you sure you haven't got that bullet on a piece of elastic, Chief?
Chief, couldn't we use the squid, sir, and blast it out of the water, sir?
Certainly not, Mr. Phillips. We should just have to take it on board and defuse it when we get back to the island.
An excellent idea, sir. An excellent... May I take this opportunity of buying myself out of the services, sir, from now on?
No, Chief.
Oh, sir. Well, then just lend me a sea boat, sir, and I'll write out a check straight away, sir.
You will do nothing of the sort, Chief.
Oh, be fair, sir. We're at sea.
I had noticed.
Well, how can I desert out here? Now, look, here's my checkbook, sir. If you'll just tell me how much, I'll write it out straight away.
Get it, Chief. We're taking that mine aboard. Mr. Phillips?
Yes, sir?
Get us alongside the mine at once.
Yes, sir.
Get us alongside the mine at once, huh? Good Lord.
Easy now. Easy.
Oh, look out, sir!
Careful, Mr. Lynch. It may be a dud, but I'd rather you didn't let it bang against the ship's side like an outsized conker.
Yes, we don't want to knock off one of the little spikes, do we?
No. I'm sorry, sir. The hook slipped a bit. Soon have it upsy daisy now. Hoist away.
Out,
Phillips! Sorry, sir. I say, I'm a butterfingers, aren't I? Hoist away. No bother, it's come off the hooks and dropped back into the water.
Hard luck, sir. You've lost your ball.
That settles it. If we wait for Mr. Phillips to get the beastly thing aboard, we'll miss the first 3 years of our retirement.
If he bangs the flaming thing much more, sir, we'll miss all of it.
Well, it's slippery. Can I help it if it's all wet?
You could help by not being in the same state.
Oh, I know, sir. I've got an idea. How about putting a little outboard motor on it and letting Mr. Phillips drive off with it?
No, Chief, he'd only run somebody over. Yes. Now get a horse on the wretched thing again and we'll tow it back to the island. Hello, number one here.
Commander Purvis in the outer office with another gentleman.
What? Oh, gracious, yes, I guess I'd forgotten. A matter of great urgence, isn't it?
I beg your pardon, sir?
Granted. Ask them to come in at once.
Aye, aye, sir.
Old Thundergunt, sir?
In person and with a friend.
Oh, come now, sir. Who'd be friendly with old...
Old dad. Old man Rivon. That old man Rivon.
Shut up, Mr. Phillips.
So you're awake, number one.
Yes, sir. I have been all day.
I very much doubt that. Otherwise, you would have known that someone has stolen your jetty.
But isn't that awful, sir? You know, people just can't keep their hands off things these days.
I don't know. I've kept mine off you, Mr. Phillips.
Now, we've been on an exercise at Troutbridge, sir.
I see. And I suppose you left your jetty unguarded.
Oh, no, sir. We took it with us. That is to say, sir, I...
Took it with you?
Well, sir, Only part of the way, sir.
I might have known it. You scuttled your own jetty. The only thing that surprises me is that you haven't done it a long time ago.
Oh, we have, sir, lots of time. I mean, it was an awful, awful accident, sir.
You can save your explanation for your courts-martial, as I intend to run the lot of you in for this. I've been waiting for something like this.
Sorry to have kept you waiting, sir.
You wanted to see us on a matter of great urgency, sir.
What? Oh, yes, yes, sir. Where's Mr. Willie gone?
Who, sir?
Willie, the chap who was with me, must be still in the outer office.
Willie! Hello! In here!
This is Mr. Willie of the lifeboat service, and he's looking for a contribution box that was removed last night.
Well, hardly likely to have such a thing.
It was an old German mine with a stop for pennies in it.
Oh, how quaint.
I've reason to believe a couple of sailors played marbles with it and rolled it into the sea. I'd only just finished painting it and all.
Oh, hard luck, hard luck. Still, at least it won't get rusty, will it?
Number one. I shall want a complete list of all personnel from this draft who were in Pompey last night.
Oh, I hardly think that would be necessary, sir. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, we've been on an exercise today, the sole purpose of which was to recover the missing mine for you.
Do you mean you've got it?
Yes, sir. Our jetty guard reported it, and naturally, we went out and picked it up.
Good grief.
Of course, we didn't know it was merely a glorified collecting box, but without a thought of the danger, we set sail immediately to face the hazard.
Yes, all right, all right, all right. Well, as I want to get back to Pompey as soon as possible, in order to get your courts-martials under the way, kindly bring your jetty guard and get that mine onto my launch at once.
I'd only just finished painting it, too.
So you said, were you hoping to have it hung? Mine at bay. By silly Billy Willie.
Yes, sir?
Get me the post where the jetty used to be, Heather.
Aye, aye.
Good morning.
Well, wait a minute, Chief. Commander Povey has been telling me about that mine.
Really, sir? Yes, well, Able Seaman Johnson's been telling me about it, sir. In Lurie Deep Isles.
Has he? Then tell him I may want to see him later. And now, get that mine onto Commander Povey's launch at once.
Aye, aye, sir.
Johnson, you know what? You're a know-nothing, dim-witted, half-fat, thick-headed nit. First class.
I wish you wouldn't shout like that, Chief. I've got such a head.
No, you haven't. You've got a pink balloon jammed between your shoulders full of nothing but air.
Well, someone's blown it up too hard this morning.
Yeah, and I'll pop it in a minute. Ah, you and your drinking a quangin' for to read that mine onto old Thundergut's launch a bit sharpish. I'll be down here any minute.
Aye, aye, Chief. Yeah, what are you going to do?
Feed the arty beast. Now, get on with it.
Oi, Ginger, have you got a rope on it?
Yeah, come and give it a hand.
Righto. Now, ready?
Leave! Hurry up, you two, the others are coming.
A bit more now.
Over your way a bit.
Hey, slipping. Look out.
Well, it's aboard the launch.
Ah. I thought it was going clean through the decks and out the bottom of it for a minute.
Come on, let's put a couple of chocks under it and get out of here.
Ah, righto, then. Hey, Ginger, what's the time?
How should I know? I haven't got a watch.
You must have. I can hear it ticking.
I thought it were yours.
No. Chief whipped mine months ago. Said he'd get it repaired for me. He's been wearing it ever since.
Well, what's that ticking noise?
Ginger.
What?
If this is a mine for collecting money, where's the slot for you to put your pennies in?
On the top. Round the side.
Ginger.
Yes.
Run for it! Hold it, you two!
Oh, but Chief, the mine's not the right one.
Quiet. Okay, help!
By the time I'm through with you, you'll wish you'd never even seen Gardner.
Well, I don't know, Sam. It's a pretty spot for a picnic.
Mr. Phillips, one more remark like that and your short service commission will be the shortest ever.
Chief Petty Officer Pertwee reporting, sir. The mine is towed aboard the Pompey launch, sir.
Good show. I hope you haven't scratched the paint.
Oh, it's going to scratch his paint in a minute.
Stop talking in the ranks, sir.
Well, it's the wrong mine, Chief. It's ticking.
Oh, I said no ticking in the note. No, I said no talking. It's what?
He said it was ticking.
Oh, thank you, sir. Everybody down!
I say, that's Dumb Willie's new paint a bit of no good.
You blithering idiots, that was the wrong mind.
We had noticed, sir.
Have you dismissed the service for this?
Now, that wouldn't be very wise, would it, Chief?
No, sir. No, not wise at all, sir. Very unfriendly, as you might say. I mean, after all, I understand that it was Commander Povey who ordered us to put that mine aboard his launch.
Yes, it was indeed, Chief.
But I thought it was the lifeboat mine.
Well, I would say that comes under the heading of hazard in his ship, sir, wouldn't you?
Definitely, Chief. And as far as the mine is concerned, he's certainly destroyed naval property, hasn't he?
Oh, yes, he has, sir. Oh, yes. Yes, he has, in a very big way, sir.
How the devil was I to know that?
And then there's the endangering the lives of naval personnel.
Ah, certainly, sir. Yeah. Quite right, sir. Able Seaman Johnson's a very funny colour even now.
No, he has been all day, you know.
Oh, very well. But I'm still going to run you in for destroying the jetty.
Destroying the jetty, sir?
I don't remember destroying any jetties, do you, Mr. Vernon?
Yes, I forgot to cast off, sir. to play one pearl, sir. And the original fisherman's knit, sir.
What are you talking about? That jetty wasn't here when I arrived.
It must have been, sir.
Perhaps Commander Povey's suffering from shell shock, sir. Very, very sad, sir, shell shock. Causing perhaps a slight mental abomination.
I was under the impression that jetty went up with the launch, weren't you, Jules?
Yes, the same altitude exactly, sir.
Give a foot either way.
But I tell you that...
Of course, there's no evidence one way or the other now.
No, no, none at all now, sir, no. Just... just our word against Commander Povey, sir.
Well, of all that... I don't know what to say.
Well, then perhaps you'd care to come back to my office, sir. I'd be grateful if you'd sign an indent form.
Indent form? What indent form?
For a new jetty.
Yes, sir. You see, the old one rotted, sir.
Rotted? Oh, yes, perhaps it did.
Ah, splendid. Grand morning, isn't it? Blowing up a little, perhaps, but a grand morning.
That was Dennis Price, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Dennis Price as the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Commander Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Ginger was Michael Bates, Able Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker, Heather was Heather Chasen, and Willie was Tenniel Evans. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnston. The Navy Lark was presented by the BBC.